Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the race for the White House and endorsing former President Trump. DeSantis posted the news on X over the weekend.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is turning up the heated rhetoric against the Republican frontrunner, Donald Trump. The two are in a dead heat headed into the first in the nation primary election in New Hampshire. During an interview on CBS Face the Nation Sunday, Haley said she was never comfortable with the way Trump handled foreign dictators like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin.
You can't have someone who's trying to buddy up with dictators that want to kill us. Instead, you have to let them know what we expect of them.
In a statement Sunday, the Trump campaign called Haley a globalist who intends to do anything to stop the America First movement. A missile attack by Iranian-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militia is accused of launching missiles at Al-Asad Air Base on Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some hit the base. Meanwhile, the U.S. is ending the 10-day search for two Navy SEALs who went missing in waters in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of East Africa. Both frogmen are now presumed dead, with rescue operations now transitioned to recovery. And the NFL's conference championship games are set. The Ravens will take on the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC. And the Cinderella story Detroit Lions will face the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC title game. It all happens next Sunday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A Republican congressman from Kentucky is blaming former President Trump for losing in 2020 and for starting the ball rolling on post-COVID inflation.
He came at me for opposing the CARES Act. I was the only congressman who did. I said it was going to cause inflation, that would cause shortages, and oh, by the way, it funded the mail-in ballots and spent $2 trillion.
That's Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey on with Fox News Sunday this week. He claims the only reason Republican politicians are throwing their support behind Trump is out of fear. Three members of an air ambulance crew losing their lives in a helicopter crash in Oklahoma over the weekend. It happened after the control center lost contact with the air evac life team helicopter crew shortly before 11:30 p.m. The crew was returning to their base in Weatherford, Oklahoma, about 70 miles west of Oklahoma City, after completing a patient care transport to the Capitol. The incident is under investigation. The names of the victims have not been released. Forecasters are warning of the threat of snow and freezing rain early this week in the Midwest. Major metros from St. Louis to Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Kansas City could all see significant hazards, including up to 2 inches of ice accumulation today. The freezing weather and hazardous road conditions are being blamed for dozens of deaths across the U.S. this month. Nationwide, winter storms in January have claimed at least 69 lives. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you what happened at the World Economic Forum here last week with the president of Argentina, which, yes, you can say, don't cry for me, Argentina. You know, this collectivist experiment that we decided to delve into was of our own doing, and I'm here to tell you it's a mess. And it kind of reminded me in his speech, to the World Economic Forum and the elites of the world, kind of remind me, if you remember, when Dr. Ben Carson was at the President's Prayer Breakfast and spoke very eloquently and very directly about the moral problems that America was dealing with, that its determined act to turn its back on God and to do it their own way. And President Barack Obama was in the audience, the other elites and everything, and Dr. Ben Carson spoke truth to power. Well, this is what the president of Argentina did. And we're going to talk about some of the specifics here. And he knows from whence he speaks. He brings a lot of, a lot of experience there. As he says, when we adopted the model of liberty around the year 1860, within 35 years, we'd become a leading world power. Whereas once we embrace collectivism, you know, that crazy agenda that is being sold to the world by the World Economic Forum and the elites of the world that supposedly know so much more, he says, since they embrace collectivism, over the last 100 years, we saw our citizens began to be systematically impoverished, falling eventually to the 140th spot in the world. Steve Bonta joins us now. He is the executive senior editor for the New American Magazine. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bill. How are you? I'm fine.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, I'll tell you, looking forward to this conversation. You know, it's interesting because few people in the West are talking about what the president of Argentina had to say. And I mean, talk about hitting the nail on the head, right?
Yeah, and I should say, I don't think you know this about me, but I have lived in Argentina.
No, I did not know that.
I did, yes, and I have a lot of friends there. I most recently visited the country for about a month and a half, about a year ago last October. And yeah, when I was there, this was well before Milei was yet on the radar screen of the globalists.
Oh, wow. Hey Steve, let me interrupt you for just a second. You're a little too close to the microphone or on your phone or whatever it is, because we're getting a little bit of distortion coming down the line.
Oh, that's odd. How about now?
Try it again.
How about now?
It's still a little bit there. We may have to I'll tell you what. Let's call you back because I want people to hear what you have to say here. So we're going to hang up and call you back real quick. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the interruption here, but we do these interviews over the phone, and we make every effort. Brad does, makes every effort to make sure that our connections are clean and they're not driving you crazy here, because I don't blame you. You know, you listen, whether it's via your computer or, you know, your car and the speakers, and you get this kind of distortion. It gets to be a little bit irritating, and you're focusing on the distortion as opposed to what Steve has to share. So hopefully we'll get reconnected here real quick. Okay, let's try it again. Steve, thank you for putting up with us. Okay, so anyway, so you lived in Argentina. Tell us.
I did. What, do we sound okay now?
Yeah, you sound better. It's still there a little bit, but a little, so it's okay.
Another part of the room, maybe that'll help here.
And
I was there again to visit a little over a year ago, and this was before people, you know, Milei was a household word outside the country, and everywhere I went, you know, everybody was talking about this guy, and not just educated people, so to speak, you know, blue collar, white collar. It was remarkable. And I thought then, wow, there's a real possibility that Argentina might elect a real, you know, a real pro-freedom guy as president.
Right.
Sure enough, it came to pass. So, yeah. And also, I wasn't surprised at what happened at Davos. In fact, on our show here, I commented on that a couple of days before. I said, well, it sounds like Milei is going to Davos, and I expect he's going to read the riot act. And sure enough, the thing about this guy is, I mean, I have to tell you, he is extraordinarily well-grounded, well-educated, very, very articulate. I mean, that probably comes through even in translation. He really knows what he's talking about. He's not afraid to some degree, to talk about real issues and educate people. He's sort of like a hybrid of Ron Paul and Donald Trump. He has kind of Donald Trumpian sort of personality, take-no-prisoners debating style, and does not suffer fools gladly. But he combines that with a razor-sharp mind and just an extraordinary gift of gab, frankly. I mean, he's very, very eloquent. He uses words that I think some people have a hard time understanding, but they're motivated when they listen to him, at least in Argentina, to go look up the words and find out what he's talking about. And in this way, he has educated huge numbers of Argentines about free market economics in general and liberty overall.
You know, Steve, it's interesting because here in this country, you know, I often say that experience defines preference, right? And sometimes it takes a little while for that definition to catch up. Well, you know, for, quite a period of time here, you know, over 100 years with Argentina, they've had a lot of shots, and experience that they've gained over that 100 plus years. And in fact, I mean, I have people, you know, that I've met who have, you know, fresh from Argentina that have come here to the United States. And one of the things that they say with fear in their eyes is that, what are you guys doing? This is what we started to do. And, what happened to our country? And look where we are right now. You know, we're eating out of trash trucks. And, inflation over 1,000% in that they talk about. And they're fearful for the United States. You know, fortunately, because we still have, for the most part, a free people, the government has only managed to enslave, you know, metaphorically and psychologically, what's the number now? I want to say 25-30% on entitlements that are beholden to the government that feel like, is it number somewhere in there, about 25-30%?
Well, it depends how you reckon it. I mean, if you include people who work in some capacity for the government, who get government who get government, subsidies, business subsidized loans, subsidized student loans, subsidized housing loans. Almost everybody is beholden to one degree or another. I mean,
so now you're talking a number more like 80-90%. And so it's no wonder when you are beholden to the master, like the way this country has been operating, that they make the kind of choices that they've made here. And what's happened is these ruling elites that supposedly know so much more than everybody else, just in the face of common sense, refuse to do the things that will serve the people, right?
Well, yes, and I mean, Argentina's experience is, I think, to a greater extent than Germany, to a greater extent than Russia, certainly China, is really because of the similarities in our culture and history, which a lot of Americans are unaware of. I mean, you know, It really shows us what could happen if we keep following this road.
Without a doubt. Steve Bonta is with us, with such wisdom and powerful words from the Argentine president, Milei. We've got more coming up with Steve on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
The executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for New American Magazine continues with us. You know, Steve, as we were talking about, you know, with your experience and as much as you love Argentina, and you were in Argentina during some rough times, I mean, and you still fell in love with the country and the people. right? I mean, because, you weren't, there back in the days when liberty reigned, but you were there in observing and experiencing, the decline and the loss of liberty there in Argentina, right?
Well, yes. I mean, I was first in Argentina as a teenager back in 1979, 1980. So that was before the Falklands War, when the military government was still in power. And there was this cognitive dissonance, Bill, and it was as follows. I expected that Argentina would be this sort of backward banana republic, and instead I found this country full of incredibly, capable, talented, well-educated people. It was an amazing place. I fit in. I made a lot of friends. But on the other hand, it was just crazy, financial system. Nobody put money in the bank because, even back then, the inflation was, 100, 200% a year. And I was too young to understand what the reason was. But it was clear to me that on the one hand, this country that looked very much like the United States or Europe or something like that, nice roads, you could drink the water, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People well-educated, bookstores everywhere, and yet a basket case economically and financially. Okay, well, so I couldn't understand at the time what was going on. But I think similarly, a foreigner visiting the United States for the first time would wonder and say, well, how is it that on the one hand, we have this country full of people who profess to be, for liberty, and yet their government espouses the opposite? As Millet talked about in his speech, you all talk about being the cradle of liberty here in the West, and yet you stand for all of these policies that will lead to serfdom. In fact, he used the phrase "road to serfdom" in his speech, which is a reference to Friedrich Hayek's famous book on the topic.
Right.
So, and so we have the same sort of cognitive dissonance. We look on the surface like a bustling, modern, successful society, and yet we're beset by all these incredible problems that are the sort of thing that we would have traditionally associated with some, third world backwater,
Exactly. Well, look what's going on now. You and I were talking about this just a moment ago, is that we're experiencing the process. We're realizing, and we've been, again, saying this, it just seems like forever. We're realizing the hard way that gravity still exists. Common sense still exists. You can defy it until the point that you get tired of the results. And it's just not economically feasible. And fortunately here in America, we're beginning to realize this. This is why DEI is, as we said from the very start, is DIE. It's dead. It's died. Because corporate America is realizing it's not sustainable. I mean, it's, have these values that do not answer the call, the fiduciary responsibility that they have to their stockholders, to deliver a profit. DEI and all this other cultural agenda junk and, affirmative action, which the Supreme Court spoke out against, which some have still decided that we're still going to, we're still going to follow that stuff. And, of course, we have the classic, the poster children of this modern movement, from green energy to box checking and everything else, is the Joe Biden administration. I mean, let's have men that wear dresses, check. Let's have, a black woman, check. Let's not consider anybody of merit, check. And on down the line, and you look at and even observe these ruling elites, and Steve, it's like what are we thinking?
Notice that Bill, that Millet didn't just talk about economics either. That's kind of his stock in trade, but the latter part of his speech, the part that presumably caused Klaus Schwab to stomp out of the room in anger, I understand anecdotally, and doubtless ruffled more than a few feathers, is when he addressed all these social issues. And he made an interesting comment. He talked about, la justicia social, social justice. Mm-hmm. He said, that's something that you talk about. We've had that in Argentina for 80 years. So in other words, it hasn't just been the economic malaise, the inflation and everything. It's also been this parallel, subversive social program, call it wokeism, call it, DEI or social, whatever you call it. And they've had essentially the same program ongoing down there, but for much longer. And the result has been complete dissolution. And, so I think in our case, as we were discussing, you know, off air during the break, you know, I think that we have a choice to make as a country, one way or another. You know, the laws of economics and societies of what Rudyard Kipling memorably called the gods of the copybook headings will mm-hmm. someday have their say unless we do something about it. So we are going to deal with the debt problem, with the inflation problem, with all the social decay. The question is it going to happen the bad way or the good way? And the good way is we decide as a country to change course definitively. Which won't be an easy thing. It's not easy to correct the course of a ship. It takes a little bit of time. You can't turn on a dime, but it will require a sustained and frankly, probably unprecedented output of national moral character to do this, to say we're going to rein in the spending and the debt. You know, we're going to turn back to the moral values and the culture that made this country great, that made Western civilization writ large great. Mm-hmm. So if we do, then, you know, we can make a turnaround. Otherwise, we can follow Argentina's example right into, you know, to the very, you know, to collapse. They literally 20 years ago experienced total national collapse. It was horrible. The rest of the world was distracted by 9/11. Well, that Argentina in 2001 was distracted by something even graver. And they're still, and they realize they're heading that way again. And they finally decided, having been chastened by terrible, terrible lessons, we'd better do something drastic. We're going to try freedom.
Right.
We need to do the same thing.
Yeah, look at how many people they lost in the migration. You know, people were running. They were escaping Argentina. Here it is, you know, the once proud nation and that was flourishing, that had, you know, finally hit, I guess, you know, rock bottom. And here he comes, you know, Malay man. What a gift, you know, to the world. You know, for him to, you know, have this eloquence and to, you know, certainly this experience. And, you know, yes, it doesn't surprise me that Klaus Schwab and others, you know, Alex Soros and the rest of them would be so disturbed, you know, by the truth of, you know, what Argentina experienced. Because what do they have to say back? I mean, the thing is, and it'll be interesting to see the big takeaway here, Steve, possibly, is that the world wakes up to realize that these ruling elites, you know, have been overvalued, and you know, and this politicism, this body politic, this idea of politics, you know, us against them, Democrats against Republicans, we've got to get away, and we've been saying this again for, it seems like, for eons now, that we have to return to first principles. And that is, you know, people can talk about, you know, maybe it's America first or however way you want to see it. But it's the idea of what is good for America, what's good for my fellow American, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as I say, I hope that we can effect a change. This year, of course, is I think we all agree this year is going to be a major time of decision in that regard. And but the thing that worries me is, you know, that Argentina, because they don't enjoy the benefits, certain perks that we have. I mean, we were anointed way back at Bretton Woods as, you know, having the world's you know, in effect, you know, reserve currency. The dollar became the world's reserve currency, and that allows us to get away with stuff that Argentines can't. And so it creates this illusion that we can, you know, we can build these financial castles on air and, you know, inflate endlessly and export the inflation around the world and never have to suffer the consequences. But, of course, someday those consequences are going to catch up to us.
Well, at $34 trillion in debt and counting, you know, you can see a black cloud over the horizon, can you not, to your point?
That black cloud is well past the horizon now, and the first drops of rain are starting to fall.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I recommend check out the New American Magazine and read. You know, Steve has been good enough to give us a transcript of what Malay had to share with us. It is powerful. It is inspiring. Steve Bonta, again, we thank you. He's the executive senior editor for the New American Magazine. Take care. Have a great day, my friend.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dropping out of the presidential race.
Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. I'm proud to have delivered on 100% of my promises. And I will not stop now.
With an announcement on X over the weekend, DeSantis immediately announced his endorsement of Donald Trump, who now faces a tough first-in-the-nation primary contest in New Hampshire, where he and Nikki Haley remain in a virtual dead heat in the polls. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into this election year. In 2023, the USCP's threat assessment section investigated just over 8,000 cases. Members of Congress of either party tend to receive a wide range of threats and concerning statements through the mail, phone, or online, they say. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, this month is Sanctity of Life Month, and perhaps the highlight was this past weekend's epic March for Life and also the Walk for Life in California as well. March for Life, of course, right in the heart of Washington, D.C. Hundreds, and thousands of people, taking on the weather elements, taking a stand for life at a time when it is most critical. And some people have said, Roe v. Wade got reversed, abortion is no longer, legal at a federal level here in America, but, it's gone back to the states. And it is the spectrum of its legality varies from, state to state. And the battle for life continues. It is not that you wrap up your lawn chairs and your signs and you say, hey, it's all done and we can walk and that all children who are being conceived are living. That is not the case. The abortionists are frantic and they're doing everything they can to sustain themselves. Terry Beatley is with us. She's a pro-life speaker and author and president of the Jose Initiative. Terry, welcome to the show as always. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for inviting me back. Glad to be here.
Well, we need to talk about March for Life and, what it was all about. This is post Roe and the era of Dobbs and the battle continues. And that's been clear ever since, as you recall, Chuck Schumer there on the stairs of the Supreme Court. Shouting out to the justices that they were going to reap the whirlwind, for reversing Roe, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and indeed some of those justices did, because, you know, they sent all the radical crazies over to their personal homes. You heard about that. And did all sorts of crazy things out.
Which by the way, is illegal, against the law, and nobody gets arrested. But
exactly.
Yet, you know, January 6th, you have patriots who are looking for redress and protesting an election that has been, you know, fraught with, you know, with all kinds of discrepancies, that the truth is slowly but surely creeping out. It just seems like so many things that we were told that were conspiratorial, we're realizing, you know, the kind of shenanigans that did come out, and how the left and the government just flat out ignored and squashed the truth.
Yeah, we know how that is. So that's why we have to keep going and going strong and never give up, and then build courageous witnesses for life. So I had a number of takeaways, but for full disclosure, this was the first March for Life in probably 10 years that I could not attend personally. But my team and I were tuned into a number of interviews and just getting a feel for what were the overall themes, you know, a lot of those messages. And I have a list of them, so we can start kicking through this before time's up.
Yes, go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Sure. I mean, one of the, and I'm actually forgetting who said this, but it was a strong comment. I think it was one of the U.S. representatives. What the U.S. does in strategy, the world is watching. Mm-hmm. You know, so as we, as you know, many of your listeners, the body of Christ, if we sit back and just say, hey, yeah, Roe v. Wade's overturned, and then do nothing, I mean, and it's already happening to a certain degree. We're being devoured state by state by state because they're ramming these abortion laws now, codifying them as state amendments to the state constitutions. So we knew this was going to happen when Roe got overturned. It's like, okay, well, at the federal level, even though there's still plenty of work to be done at the federal level, but we knew the pro-aborts were going to go excessively crazily radical at the state level, and indeed that's happening. So
look at what happened
now.
Look at what happened in Ohio. I keep telling people, you cannot, you know, that's a harbinger. You see what happened there, you know, a pro-life state being converted because of outside money and the push, you know, for you know, Planned Parenthood and the abortion agenda.
Exactly. Well, and one of the big takeaways, which interestingly, it pairs up with what Dr. Bernard Nathanson implored. And for your listeners, he was the father of America's industry of abortion, who became 100% unequivocally pro-life. And I happened to make him a promise that I would teach America the strategy of his deceit and deliver his personal parting message. Well, one of the things Dr. Nathanson had encouraged back in 1984, and I'm going to read a direct quote from him from one of his books. He said, I cannot help but feel that it may be time to pull back a little on the legislative and judicial fronts and invest energy and funds in a massive educational campaign to educate the public. And that's what we do at Jose Initiative, is we educate, because as Cardinal O'Malley said at the March for Life, now that the law's been changed at the federal level, we have to change hearts, because it's the law follows kind of like the heart of the people. So we've got to change people's hearts. So a big takeaway was the role of education. And that's what Jose Initiative does. We educate. And by the time if people are open to the education, what we discover is that if they're caught in that mushy middle, maybe they don't feel real good about abortion, but they kind of thought that it was a woman's right to choose, you know, totally forgetting that the gift of life is an inalienable right given to us by God, not man. But what we find is that when they learn the legacy of Bernard Nathanson and these 8 points of strategy propaganda he used to deceive our country, the people in the mushy middle do a 180-degree turn to the pro-life side.
Right.
So that's why our educational tools, like the fact-check booklet called Who Was America's Abortion King? His Journey from Deceit to Divine Mercy, is such a critical tool in the hands of people who want to help restore this nation.
Well, the other thing, too,
one of the things,
the other thing, too, that adds to education are the testimonies. You know, Father Frank Pavone, you know, we had on the air last week, and he has been, you know, a champion for life. And he talked of all the testimonies. And this is actually, when you think about it, Terry, it is these testimonies that have been going on for 50-plus years. Women who experienced, and now a growing number of men who have experienced the horrors of abortion. And and they're speaking out very loud and clear experientially and saying, hey, look, they said it was going to be safe, and they said it was going to be rare. Not so much. You know, you have women. I mean, what's the number, Terry? Women who have an abortion, what's the likelihood that they will have a second or third?
Oh, gosh. I'm actually forgetting at the moment the percentage, but it's very high. And
yeah,
that's
so
what Planned Parenthood counts on. I mean,
exactly. Repeat business. I mean, think about that. Repeat business to kill your child. And the thing is, again, 50 years of experience, the women are speaking up, and Planned Parenthood doesn't want, and the abortion factory doesn't want these women, and now, as they say, a growing number of men who are realizing that it's not just a tumor, it's not just some excess skin that's being exited or excised, you know, from their bodies. It is a human being, and of course, you know, so much has happened. You know, we were told in the last 3 years that we should follow the science. When you look at the science of life, it is so miraculous and overwhelming. This is why the abortionists did not want women, when they went to have an abortion, to see a sonogram, right?
Well, and you speak of testimonies. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, and I totally agree with what you just said, the testimony of the men and the women. Well, one of those, you know, the most powerful testimony is from the man, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who unleashed abortion onto our nation. It's a powerful testimony. It's also a testimony of God's divine mercy, you know, to even the most egregious sinner who repents. But that was one of the big things, was education, and you're absolutely right, the testimonies are always shared. Representative Mike Johnson, you know, in the big leadership position he has, you know, he says, we have to challenge the public narrative. And what I just found out last night is Vice President Kamala Harris is literally going around the nation with an educational campaign to push that pro-abort narrative out. And he says we must be challenging that public narrative that life is an inalienable right. This is our Creator gives us the right to life, not man.
Got to go to break. More from Terry Beatley after this.
With some more straight talk, let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver and Limited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1 1498. That's 800-247-1498.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The day before the annual March for Life last week, members of the House and Senate Pro-Life Caucus held a press conference ahead of introducing two pieces of legislation aimed at protecting mothers and their preborn babies from the Biden administration's latest anti-mother, anti-pregnancy center bias. Compared to $1 million in TAMF funds, that's the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, pro-life groups might be denied money due to Biden's new rule, global abortion giant Planned Parenthood perpetrating 40% of all U.S. abortions is treated like a de facto government agency receiving, are you ready for this, $1.8 billion in federal funding over 3 years, including $148 million from the Department of Health and Human Services. Okay, now put this in balance here. All right, we're talking for abortions, federal money, our tax money, going to support the abortion industry. Now, when you talk about health care, true health care entities and centers who are protecting life, supporting the mother, you know, through pregnancy and beyond, chump change. You know, a couple of, and that's not enough. So now the Biden administration is doing what they can to choke that off. So it, to me, you know, Terry Beatley, I'll tell you, it's laughable. You call it the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and they're diverting that money to kill families, and instead of helping families as, you know, as it should. And here we are, again, directing so much money to Planned Parenthood that insists that, oh, it's about women's health care. Well, killing somebody's baby and doing damage to women, I think, is poor health care.
It's not health care, and it never has been health care at Planned Parenthood. So I make an appeal to every man and every woman who's listening to your show, and this is it. If you would begin to get educated about the history of Planned Parenthood. And we, by the way, we teach seminars about this. We can give people a 100-year, literally, a 100-year crash course about the legacy of Planned Parenthood. You don't even have to read all the books that I've read. Mm-hmm. We can shut down Planned Parenthood if the average American citizen will get enlightened and then get involved at the local level. You don't even have to go to D.C. It's all mm-hmm. going to start local. We've got to get them out of the local school systems, because your listeners, they need to understand. If you've got Planned Parenthood writing the sex curriculum for the kids in your county, which chances are they are, you've got to get them out, because they're not only going to be teaching the kids that promiscuity is fine, they're going to be right. teaching all about abortion's fine, they're going to be teaching the kids how they too can be transgender, that they're really not a boy, they're really a girl.
Right.
But the only reason Planned Parenthood gets away with the crime against humanity that they do, it's because the average American citizen is apathetic, mm-hmm. and they need to wake up.
Exactly.
When I found out about the history of Planned Parenthood, I took it to the top. I'm white. I found out about the racist history of Planned Parenthood. I took it to the first black minister who'd have a meeting with me. And mm-hmm. and when we got done after 3 hours, I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "I'll tell you what I think. I will never again vote for a pro-abortion, Planned Parenthood-supporting candidate for the rest of my life."
You see, Terry, that's the thing that blows me away. Where's Reverend Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's all the black leaders that supposedly Black Life Matters? And they're doing nothing. Because, see, they're bought and sold. They've sold their souls to the devil in this whole process. See, the thing is, when you look at all this money that Planned Parenthood and their ilk are getting from the government, our taxpayer money, okay? My next question, in following the money, $1.8 billion in federal funding. Let me ask you, how much of that money do you think goes back to politicians?
Oh, huge amounts. Huge amounts. Oh, yeah.
It's so incestuous how this operates, and this is all part of the educational process, is that, you know, like this black minister who gets the truth and now gets educated and realizes, oh my God, I've been participating. I am a co-conspirator in the death of my own people of color.
Right. And the amazing thing to me, Bill, is To be a courageous witness for life is not difficult. The fruit is like low-hanging fruit on an apple or an orange tree. It's there for the blessing, for the if you go and you love people with the truth and you share. I mean, a lot of times you got to share the ugly history of all this, but many, many, many people out there, they're just waiting to be enlightened, and then they too will either get active, they're going to change their ways, such as supporting pro-abortion candidates, they're going to stop believing that Planned Parenthood is women's health care. No, it's a population control government agency.
Exactly.
The woman who started Planned Parenthood was a big member of the Eugenics Society. And the Eugenics Society knew that they needed to have a woman in the forefront. So they urged her, you know, to turn, you know, she started the American Birth Control League back in the early 1900s. And it wasn't until after during World War II, when Hitler was doing his thing, that she realized, gee, I think I need to change the name of my organization from American Birth Control League to something that sounds good. So she changed it to Planned Parenthood. But no matter how you shake a stick at it, she still had Hitler's main, at the moment I'm forgetting his name, but it was Hitler's main dog, some doctor who was in charge of sterilization programs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He used to write articles for Margaret Sanger's American Birth Control League Journal. Wake up, American voter. Every black listener or anybody who has a black friend, you've got to share this truth with them.
Mm-hmm.
And let's save America and save lives.
Well, it's really, when you talk about low-hanging fruit, I mean, the basics, comes down to, is life important or not? Do you see yourself as a creation of God? See, this is why the attack on religion is, because we hold to this, you know, to that premise, that foundational issue, that we are made in the image of God and life is precious. Now, we may think differently, but the Father in heaven thinks totally, you know, it's always been consistent. It's L'chaim. It's life. And that is most important. That is foundational. If you do not appreciate that life is foundational to everything that God has created, and that creation itself the human the miracle of human conception and birth, if you don't see that as sacrosanct and precious, and you think that it's disposable, my goodness, I mean, it's I hate to say it any other way, but that is evil. It is just flat out evil. And well, and if you think not, then maybe, you know, as Terry is saying, you need to stop for a minute and do some, you know, some self-education, look into it for your own understanding so that you are, you know, participating with the creator of heaven and earth. And you're on God's team, not on the team of people who think that, you know, 8 billion people is unsustainable, you know, at every benchmark. As the world continues to grow in population, you know, Bill Gates and the rest of the eugenicists that are still alive and well and active, you know, they shudder in their boots, Terry. They think, oh, my goodness, you know, the earth is just going to come undone because we, you know, like what, like their God? I mean, this whole idea of the ruling elites, they're a farce. They're being exposed, whether it's at Davos or anywhere else, you know, even in our own country, these ruling elites that have taken over, they supposedly know better when it comes to a pandemic or anything else about, you know, gas stoves or refrigerator or your car. I mean, you know, people have to see them for what it is. And I keep thinking sooner or later, there's going to be some little kid that comes out of the crowd and goes, hey, you know what? Joe Biden is just buck naked.
Right.
And when I say Joe Biden, I mean Joe Biden and all the elites.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's it. Well, I mean, these people hate God, and they do not like life, and they want to reduce the world's population somewhere in the neighborhood of like two-thirds, like
yes.
down two-thirds of the world's population. They've been at this for for decades and decades, well mm-hmm. over a century, and all the evidence is out there. We're not making it up, so it's time to awaken and unite as number one. As just Americans, you don't even have to be a person of faith to mm-hmm. believe that life is critical. If we lose, really, as a nation, respect for life altogether, like, whatever, life is no big deal. Everybody's life is at stake, mm-hmm. you know, and if you're a believer, God calls us to not just pray. He calls us to act, and we
exactly.
will be held accountable. You know, we have to get off our butts and go do something. So I'm going to make an appeal that if your listeners, I would love for your listeners to email me. Email me at info@hoseaforyou.org. Just say, send me the information. Just put it there in the little header. Give me your name, contact information. Send me the free information. So go to info@hoseaforyou.org. So it's HOSEA, like the book in the Bible, the number 4, YOU.ORG. Send me the information. Okay,
exactly.
Send it to info@sayforyou.org.
Well, thing to note here is America is that shining light in a hill that we are supposed to be the example to the rest of the world about life and morality. And that, I don't know if you saw this or not, but last year, 44.6 million abortions took place worldwide. 44.6 million abortions. So here it is. The country that sent out missionaries to take the gospel message to the ends of the world is sending out this new gospel message of abortion. And this is the net effect so far. Terry Beatley, thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. One